might think this is weird. I got excited when I saw a letter from the IRS.
Oh, it's true, Harvey. You did.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you remember. So last year, and this has been a long time coming here, and I'm going to tell you what I got. We got a final verdict from the IRS on something. We had to file my dad's taxes because, you know, even when you're dead, you file taxes.
Yeah.
And, right.
Well, because of when he died.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's right.
He died on January 4th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2021.
So, you know, last year, this must have been, I don't know, June, whatever it is, it's been about 9 months ago, I get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that my dad's tax return was late. And because of that, there was going to be penalties.
And you're like, so was my dad.
Yeah, so what was your response?
Exactly. It's like, while we were waiting for him to file it, but...
Have you know, I got news for you?
Unfortunately, he's passed. Now, we get it, and I look at it, and I'm one of those sticklers. My uncle, who's a CPA, taught me this a long time ago. If you send something, send it certified to the government so that you get a signature receipt, proof of all that kind
of
stuff.
They have to prove that they got it.
Because I went back and I looked, and I'm like, this was not late. This somebody signed for it, and it was actually sent like on April the 12th.
Yeah.
Now, it was opened and received for whatever reason later in April, but it was postmarked by the law before the deadline. And so I've received since then two or three letters saying we're still working on this, it's under review, you know, we're a little short staffed or whatever it was.
It was under review. And how much money?
It was $23.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing.
Wow.
I know. 20? I was wasting.
We are wasting stamps and tax dollars on $23.
Yes.
Well, I was.
Well, the IRS is too, because they're chasing you.
Yeah. And I knew this. You know, in the back of my head, I'm like, it's $23. It's not worth my time. But in my dad's voice in the back of my head, he's one of those that he would wait until 2 minutes before the deadline to put any money he owed in the mailbox, you know. So... another letter comes in. They're still working on it. Finally, the letter this weekend comes. And you know what the letter says? I open it up.
Hmm.
After further review, your return arrived on time. We are rescinding the penalties and fees.
2 years and to do that.
2 years ago.
Right, 2 years. So I looked up into the sky at my dad.
Vindication.
Vindication, right.
Oh, I think you made him proud with that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Yeah, first one of the morning. Coming up next, though, Sam, you're not the only one with some strong feelings about John Wick Chapter 4.
Social Media Connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook page, along with Sam, who saw John Wick Chapter 4 this weekend.
I'm going to need a gun.
Aww. Keanu, as much as he tries, he's really the same person in most movies, isn't he? But
that lovable. Occurred to me watching John Wick 4,
that
Keanu has a delivery, and
he does.
It's the same in The Matrix.
Yeah, you expect to see a surfboard in every movie.
Hey, I've never loved him more than in Point Break. Mm-hmm. I loved him there. I know you liked the movie, which is a big deal for you, Sam, because you don't like most movies, and you gave it an 8 out of 10, which is a huge deal.
And it's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah. Aaron says, it's so good. Did you stay for the post-credits scene?
Uh-huh.
You certainly did.
That's everybody needs to know that. There is a scene after the credits.
Okay.
And you say the credits roll for a while, huh?
Yeah, like 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
A lot of people to make these movies. Yeah. Susan said, I saw this movie. I thought it was too long, and some of the fight scenes were far-fetched. Overall, I would give it a 7. Mm-hmm. He said, you need to go to the movies with Sam.
Yeah, some of the fight scenes are a little far-fetched, but it's like, that's John Wick. That's what the whole thing is.
Yeah, well, look, 7 out of 10 is still above average for her grading scale.
It's true. Lindsay says, if you start a John Wick movie in the middle, I'd have no clue which one it is. They're all the same to me. They're good, but all the same.
3 and 4 kind of looked alike. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you, could I skip? Not recommended?
Probably. You could probably watch 4 and not have to watch the other 3.
I saw the first one years ago.
Then you're probably good.
Need to get back
into
it.
You know what started John Wick? Now you can watch 4.
Do you have any interest in watching John Wick, Murphy?
Well,
I watched the first one.
I haven't seen any of them, so if you think it's good enough and I should see the first one,
I loved it.
I don't think I should start with number 4, though.
Michelle says, you have to, Sam, watch The Night Agent on Netflix.
Started it.
Oh, really?
It's a new
what is it?
New series on Netflix. 10 episodes. I watched the first one and it sucked you in.
Who's the night agent? What is it?
I don't know what his name is. It's an FBI agent that works the overnight desk down in a basement, and he answers an emergency phone if it ever rings. And guess what?
It rings.
It rings.
Oh,
and
of course.
That starts
it.
And you know, like these other stuff things we watch that it's like, oh, the first episode was so boring.
You have to get it.
This one, 10 minutes. Boom, you are sucked in.
Thank you for your comments and suggestions.
Night agent.
We love them.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
For those who loved How I Met Your Mother, and you may very well know and be watching the show How I Met Your Father.
Today is the first chapter of my next great love story.
That's on Hulu, this series, and it's obviously the follow-up. Neil Patrick Harris making a debut on the show, finally, on tonight's finale. On Hulu. Okay. So Neil Patrick Harris reprising his role as Barney.
Yeah.
And it's How I Met Your Father.
Okay.
So look for that. That's cool. That's cool. Did you guys hear about Snoop Dogg meeting the Mother of Dragons actress Emilia Clarke?
No.
She's a fan. She's fangirling him. She was at a concert, and because she's Emilia Clarke, she got to go backstage. See if you can hear it well enough. This is them meeting each other.
You're so believable.
Thank you.
I will protect your eggs any day.
I would protect
your eggs
any day. That's funny.
You know, it's like, you know, you go backstage to meet Snoop because you're a fangirl and he starts fangirling you, which I know that happens to her all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it was just cute. And somebody backstage around all that security, you know, just filmed it and that's what you heard. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
She is the mother of dragons forever, no matter what
Snoop
she does.
Snoop in one of those series.
Yeah. You are so right. Maybe HBO can reach out to him now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Got a yummy new McFlurry flavor coming to Mickey D's.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Mickey D's has got a new McFlurry coming. Mm. April the 12th, strawberry shortcake.
Oh, sounds very happy.
You got your ice cream, you got strawberry pieces in there, and buttery shortbread cookie pieces.
Well, that sounds happy.
It does, because if you remember back in the day, the strawberry sundae at McDonald's was fabulous. Yeah. In fact, all three sundaes were fabulous. And sometimes you can't get those anymore. Right?
I
think you can only get chocolate. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, April 12th is the date for the strawberry
shortcake.
Wendy's has a new wrap and a new salad. The new grilled chicken Cobb salad and the grilled chicken ranch wrap starting today at Wendy's.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
White Castle. This is kind of cool. You know what McGriddles are, right, at Mickey D's?
Murphy loves them.
Yeah. The you know, bacon, egg, and cheese between two little pancakes.
Yes. Well, two pieces of heaven.
That's not the only kind of McGriddle you can get. That's
well,
what
they have
you
the sausage
get.
Egg one, but yeah, bacon, egg, and cheese.
White Castle is going to try their version of it. Sliders, French toast sliders.
Okay, got it.
Interesting.
I like that cinnamon swirl bread will be on the outside.
That makes me laugh so hard because Murphy was so specific with me about his McGriddle order when he was coming out of the anesthesia from his surgery, or I'm not from his injection, and he repeated it to me six times.
Did I really?
What was it?
It was that, what he said. But it was really slow.
What, I kept saying bacon, egg, and cheese
over and over? McGriddle, Jody, please.
We have a new Dove chocolate, one of their promises. Mm-hmm. It is milk chocolate molten lava caramel. And thanks to the movie Chef, if you've never had a molten lava, this is how it's made.
You take a frozen cylinder of ganache and you set it in the ramekin so that as the outside cooks fully, the inside becomes molten.
If you're wondering why he's screaming, you have to see the movie.
Yeah.
Fabulous movie.
Chocolate shell tucked inside the molten lava flavored caramel center.
It sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. And Stouffer's has introduced a new line of side dishes, which they've had side dishes before, but now they're putting them all together. They got some new ones, mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, southwestern cheesy rice and beans, mac and cheese. Look for them.
Microwavable or in the oven?
Yes.
Both.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the shooting yesterday in Nashville at Covenant Presbyterian School has left three children and three adults dead. The shooter has been identified by authorities as a 28-year-old former student. At first, They all thought it was a teenager, but it was a 28-year-old student. The spree lasted about 14 minutes when police arrived on the scene. The shooter was fatally shot by the responding police officers. More information will be released in the coming days about this horrible shooting. Number two, the FDA says those recalled eye drops we've heard about, they mean business about them. Mm-hmm. If you heard about it and you thought, whatever. These eye drops called EzraCare and Delsum Pharma Artificial Tears. They're prescribed eye drops. Okay. So it's not like you can grab them.
You can't just grab them off the shelf.
But serious stuff. They caused 3 deaths and blindness in some people who used them because they were contaminated. So be super careful if you have prescription eye drops. And number three, Taylor Swift fans, they mean business. They protested outside of an L.A. courtroom yesterday because the status hearing was beginning with the class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster and Live Nation about the Eras Tour big debacle.
Yeah.
They're asking $2,500 each in damages per violation, which could add up to a ton of money.
Well, 3 things for you to know today.
There are some TV shows that are mad influencers of summer travel. How you are picking and choosing your summer travel. Now, this is among Gen Z and millennials, and the number one is White Lotus. Hello. And that's
where
the
is
one
White
thing.
Lotus set?
The first season is set in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is beautiful to look at. And then the second season is set in Italy.
Yeah.
And by the way, Sam, I did finish season 2. And I don't ever want to see that again. It hurt me. It was just so dark and it made me feel horrible inside.
Just the last episode?
No, all of it. Just what happened to those people made me feel sad inside.
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh,
when you
wow.
were doing taxes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I can
fun?
Tell
you. Fun? Not fun.
You would not like it.
It sounds like, based on what Jody said, I had more fun doing taxes.
It hurt my heart. Yeah. No, I like watching. I love having a binge show. That's why I watched it kind of by myself, kind of a girlfriend thing. And Sam, you know, loved it too.
Yeah.
I liked the first season because it was funny. The second season had no humor. Anyway, so Gen Z and millennials love to pick their vacation destinations based on locales that they've watched and seen. Here's the word. After season 1 of White Lotus, which was set in Maui, the Four Seasons Maui Hotel, their bookings went up 400%. Everybody wants to go to that hotel.
Yeah.
After watching that show, you feel like you've been in that hotel.
Right.
And I'm also thinking, I remember reading an article a couple of years ago when Yellowstone first came into our lives, that everyone wanted to go up there and see the ranch, the actual house and whatnot. And I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Kevin Costner.
Well, that is some of the most beautiful cinematography that there is right now, because of the setting.
Yeah,
White Lotus is the same way.
Yeah.
The landscape is practically a character.
Yeah. Couldn't be more green or blue.
The water and the rocks and all that. It is a part of it. And another one that comes to mind several years ago, and I want to say they used to do weddings there. You could book events at the Downton Abbey Castle.
Oh.
Remember? That's based on a TV show. Mm. Now, I do feel like they've shut that down. I also read where they've shut that castle down for now because they're revamping.
Charles did it, right? I knew it.
It's not. We don't blame King Charles for everything, but we love to know about you and your vacation destinations. Do you pick them based on something you've seen online or just within your own family?
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has 3 things to know today.
Join the conversation anytime. We like hearing from you. And if we miss you, you can always drop us a voicemail. 877-310-4MSJ.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hey, guys. My name is Deborah, and I have a great memory of an awesome vacation. When I was a little girl, my dad worked for Eastern Airlines. And he used to take us on off-hot trips. But I remember one time we packed our bags, we went to the airport, and back then they used to have these posters of all the different places that you could go. And he said, where would you like to go? And I said, Arizona, the Grand Canyon. And believe it or not, he put us on a plane and took us to the Grand Canyon. And it was one of the most awesome vacations I've ever had. And I look forward to going back, and I can't wait to take my husband there because he's never been there. You guys have an awesome day. I love listening to your show, and thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you, Deborah, for leaving us the message.
How cool.
I know you were talking about, you know, TV shows and things that inspire you to go to a location, you know, that you want to go.
Right, the White Lotus has got everybody going to Hawaii and Italy, wanting them to anyway.
Honestly, I thought it was, when Breaking Bad was big, it made me want to kind of go to the desert. It just did.
In an RV?
Not completely, but...
Well, you're just influenced by, especially if you're binging something, you feel like you've been there.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like I've been in Westeros when I'm watching House of the Dragon. I mean, how did your family pick your vacations growing up?
Well, you know, we did go to a lot of breweries.
Sam.
So my dad kind of led that one. We went to Houston. They had an Anheuser-Busch. We went to St. Louis. There was an Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
In Memphis was a Schlitz brewery.
So he was basically picking vacation destinations based on the aisle he was shopping in.
And there was an amusement park.
Was he fascinated with the brewery experience or beer in general?
Beer in general. I mean, he was an alcoholic like me, but in his defense, paid attention to what was going on the tour.
Because he was really interested.
Okay.
I could do this at home.
Murphy?
He actually did for a while.
Yeah.
Oh. And Murphy, your family chose the beach?
Yeah, it was easy because we just picked what we did the previous year. And the previous year and the previous year.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Did you hear that the third season of White Lotus, the location has been announced?
Oh, goody.
Did you know this? Okay, so the first season was in Maui.
Yeah.
Second one in Sicily. And yeah, the second one in Sicily. They even went to the scene of one of the Godfather movie scenes. And then the third season, which is not really, it's probably still being written. It's going to be set in Thailand.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because they had mentioned Southeast Asia as the possible next one.
And they'll probably stick with the same sort of resort, the resort theme. The other news about White Lotus is that Jennifer Aniston is obsessed with it and has worked with the creator before, Mike White.
Mm-hmm.
He's the creator of the show. And she has said, I'm obsessed with this show. I would love to come on board. When he won a Golden Globe for Best Limited TV Series, because it is a limited TV series, he said, you all passed on it. Jennifer Aniston backstage said, I never got a call. She could be in the next one because she has made the statement that she'd like to do it.
Yeah.
So in case you want to catch up, it's not for children. Sam's obsessed with it.
It's called
White Lotus, and it's on HBO Max.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Or Jennifer Aniston, right?
No. Oh. How Sam, you were left out of our recent fancy luncheon. The other day, we all went to a sort of fancy luncheon.
And when you say we, you mean...
Me.
Me, you, Sam, and
producer
Faith.
So Murphy, Sam, Jody, and producer Faith at a nice round table with all the food being served, and we had salads and all the right place settings, and then out comes the warm food, one at a time, and as they should serve it when it's a catered event, plate drops in front of you, and they take the lid off, and then the plate is dropped in front of you so that it's hot.
Yeah.
I love that.
And they serve all the ladies at the table first.
Yes.
Yes, they do. And there were a lot of ladies at the table.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Murphy and Sam, you were the only dudes.
We were the only guys. It was you and producer Faith and Uptown Angela and our friend Amy. Yeah.
And what else happened that I noticed, and it was so painful for Sam. Murphy didn't notice. Most everybody at the table didn't notice, but producer Faith and I did.
What?
Sam did not get his food right away. We all had our food. Murphy started eating, Angela started eating, Amy started eating, and Faith and I were looking at each other like, we're not going to eat yet until Sam gets his food. I look over at Sam's face. Do you remember what you did?
Uh-uh.
You made a baby face.
Oh.
You made the little quivering lip face.
I don't know how I didn't catch that. You know me, I'm usually hyper aware that everybody does or does not have food.
You know,
but I was so focused on it was shrimp, and it was so good.
It was good.
The funny thing about it is the reason I was making I would have made that face is because something else you noticed that wasn't on the table yet.
bread.
Yeah.
The bread was late.
I didn't
even
notice my plate wasn't there yet. I was upset because the bread wasn't there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't even, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. Should the bread have arrived sooner?
Yeah. They were putting bread on all the other tables, and it's like, they were walking around with baskets of bread. And
I'm
this
good
table,
with,
and it's like, hello.
I'm good with the bat. I don't know why we were sort of the invisible table, but the basket of bread should come out as people begin to eat their salads, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, it did finally show up, and I know there was some sopping of the
juice. Oh, yeah, man. It was good sopping, too.
I can't believe that I missed all of this. I mean,
it's okay.
I was enjoying the presentation.
You probably also missed the table next to us when the lady that first got her food, they put a filet down on there.
What?
And I was like, yeah, oh, right. And apparently she must not eat seafood or something.
Oh, so that's the trick to getting a filet at a theater
event. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, investigators at that Nashville school shooting say that they do have a theory regarding motive, and they're not ready to discuss it yet, but in the coming days, they will. The shooter was identified as a 28-year-old Nashville resident who went to that school, was fatally shot by the responding officers. The shooting lasted about 14 minutes. Three children and three adults who were at the school at the time. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you live in an area hit by, you know, a horrible disaster like tornadoes, like Mississippi, Alabama right now, you do have an extension for your tax filing. We are less than 4 weeks away from, you know, income tax being due. And so, and that's for anyone in the country who's had a disaster.
Right.
And so how do you know? You log on. FEMA.gov will tell you what areas get the extension and what you need to do. Because if you can't find the documentation, you can't find it.
Yeah.
Mississippi at this point is at the top of that list at FEMA.gov. Right. And number three, a display of planets. You can see the moon and five planets this week. In fact, tonight,
space.
The best time being right after sunset tonight. Look west.
On the western sky.
That's right. Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, and Mars will all line up near the moon tonight. Experts say look for a green glow just above Venus.
Three things and five planets to know today.
Catch up on anything you might miss. It is so easy to do, and it's absolutely free. The Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Included with that is the After the Show podcast every day. And one of our After the Show podcasts from last week, we just got really real about our youngest, Murphy, Phoebe, getting the septum piercing on her 18th birthday. And my first thing was like, wait, are you sure you want that? And she loves it. It makes her feel confident. Hmm. And as soon as I heard her say that, it was done for me. It was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's the girl in me. It's the jewelry lover in me that I always notice when she's changed it. I don't know if you notice it, Murph.
Well, I saw the gold one. She'd been wearing the silver one at first.
Yeah. She had to wear the one that she got pierced with for a long time. But
what
now
else can you do with that? I mean, is it just gold, silver? Can you?
I don't know. I think
just so. Curious.
Probably do anything you want with it, depending on what they sell, what's available. But you have to be careful. It needs to be really for sensitive skin. It's in a sensitive area.
Yeah.
Okay, so from our Instagram and Facebook page, Mona says, you've got two beautiful girls. It's great that you allow them to be themselves. I wish I could have been that parent. Aw. Mm. You know, every single parent makes mistakes and you wish you could go back. But it's just part of it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be honest with your kids about, I wish I would have done this. You can kind of be set free from it, I think, if you can say those things.
Yeah.
Terry says, when my daughter talked to me about getting a nose piercing, I asked her to wait a year to see if she still really wanted it. In a year, she got it. Huh. It's very cute. It fits her personality. She puts in a clear plug for work.
Hmm.
She didn't have to do that, but she does it sometimes. We thought it was just a phase. By the way, both your girls are beautiful, and we love the relationship you have with them. Thank you for that, Terry. And April says from our Facebook page, my daughter turned 18 in January and did the exact same thing. She'd already had both sides of her nose pierced.
Yeah.
I didn't care, but told her for the middle, she had to wait until she was of age. Hmm. Her dad wasn't thrilled, but it does fit her personality.
Yeah.
Saying those words again. Besides, if she ever decides to take it out, the scar won't show.
Yeah.
And that's true for a septum piercing. You know?
Mm-hmm. This makes me wonder now. I need to talk to Maddie to see if she's even interested in doing that.
Or you'll just see it one day. Why? Because she's about to be 18 as well.
June, yeah.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. Instagram, Facebook, or you can email us, murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 8:20, and coming up next, Sam has music news.
Going to let you in on the special treat Adele is planning for her new Vegas residency.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
Well, we all know Adele is extending her Las Vegas residency. Oh my God, I can't believe it. But one thing that might have snuck by everybody is she's coming back in June, and 34 dates, going to go all the way through November.
Okay.
The ones that happen in June 16th and 17th, she's going to have camera crews there because they were going to record the concert.
Nice,
of course. You know, I don't know what channel is going to have it, what streamer, but at a later date, we'll get to see the Vegas residency in concert.
Yes. That's cool.
So if you can't make it, you know, you will. Oh, by the way, tickets are going to be going on sale April the 5th for this, for verified fans.
Yep.
And they're not expecting the tickets to last long enough to go to a public on sale.
Oh, whoa.
So if you do the verified fans with Ticketmaster, good chance you'll get them, but if you're just sitting around waiting until everybody does their stuff.
It's not one of those things where you can go to Vegas and at the last minute get tickets.
Hey, honey, let's go see Adele.
You can do that for Cirque du Soleil. You can do it for some comedy shows, but you will not be able to do that for Miss Adele.
Yeah, and if that guy on the street says he's got a couple tickets.
Not true.
Just keep walking. Kelly Clarkson's got a new album coming out. She said it will be out this year, and she did say it's called Chemistry.
Nice.
She dropped this on Instagram for us, so she's been working on this for close to 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even sure she was going to release the album, but she said, yeah, I got to release it. And she went on Instagram to explain why it's Chemistry.
I didn't want everybody to think I was just coming out with some just like, I'm angry, I'm sad, like just one or two emotions, you know. This album is definitely the arc of an entire relationship, you know, and a whole relationship shouldn't be just brought down to one thing. So there's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly kind of thing going on in it.
Wow. That's what we can expect. It's not all the big divorce album, Woe Is Me.
It's a good name for it, too.
Other stuff in there.
It's a great word.
And Lenny Kravitz talking about his new album. He says it'll be coming before the end of the year. And as soon as it's done, he's going to go out on tour in 2024.
Yes.
First new album in about 7 or 8 years. What's funny about Lenny, though, is he says, lately, everywhere he goes on the street, people keep screaming Senna at him. Senna from The Hunger Games.
I'm here to help you in any way that I can.
And he says he couldn't figure out why everybody's doing this all of a sudden. It's because all three movies, or four Hunger Game movies, are now back on Netflix for the time being.
Oh, so there's a whole generation that he is Senna to.
Makes sense. Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
Let's give a little shout out to how incredibly talented and fun actress and comedian Molly Shannon is. And when you think of SNL, I know who you think of.
Mary Catherine Gallagher.
That's right.
Sometimes when I get nervous,
yes,
I stick my hands under my arms and then I smell my fingers like that.
Like, can you remember the first time you saw that? You were like, she did not. She did not. Okay, she's been in a lot of things. Most recently, she was in the first season of White Lotus.
Yes.
One of the hot shows. And she's been in so much. Well, SNL is bringing her back to host the show.
Oh, cool.
Again, it'll be her second time, and it's right around the corner. April 8th is when she is hosting with musical guest, the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, wow.
That is going to be fun. Okay, so look for it. We'll remind you as we get closer. Reese Witherspoon let the world know, what did we find out yesterday? That she is getting divorced.
Get your stubborn self down here and give me a divorce.
After being married for like 12 years to her husband, and he's like a behind the scenes guy.
Yeah.
He's like a talent scout in Hollywood. His name is Jim Toth. The word is, they made this beautiful statement about they're moving forward with love and all of that. But the word is, those close to her, she's really upset. She's not doing great because she never saw herself getting another divorce. After this, expect her to throw herself even more so into her work.
I've been doing something recently that is really killing me.
Okay, Sam.
What is that, Sam?
Keeping my mouth shut with spoilers.
Oh, good for you.
It is driving me insane. Spoilers. White Lotus was the first. Because Jody turned me on to White Lotus, and then I blew past her. And I've been waiting for you to finish, which you finally have.
I did finish.
And we've had a few conversations.
Yeah.
But that last episode is why I had to keep my mouth shut.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, don't tell me. I'm probably not going to watch the show, but, you know, I don't like a spoiler anyway.
This means you're growing as a person, because 5-10 years ago, even 3 years ago, you would spoil stuff, yeah, and it's you really, spoiled a Breaking Bad thing for me. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's really, 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 really hard for me to not to do this.
I know.
And then what do I do this weekend? I walk into John Wick, and that is a big spoiler. That's all I can say.
I'm going to need a gun.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye, my friend. Big spoiler coming near the end of that movie, and it's just like,
why?
I can't talk to anybody about it.
Is this true for only books and television, or in life? If you were told a secret, if Murphy told you could not keep it?
Yes.
That's what I've always suspected of you.
What?
Just that you can't keep things.
Yeah, it's hard. It's got to be something about my chemistry, my makeup.
Knowing something is like valuable currency.
Well, it is.
No, it's not. Enjoy it for yourself.
I can. I want to share it.
Really? That's interesting.
Spoiling is horrible.
I always thought it was because you thought it was funny. You know, it was like a punchline and you would share it, you know. Just
much more immature, younger Sam, probably so.
I think it's like you feel like you have power.
Now it just drives me nuts not to be able to talk about
it. Well, and you know, I don't think that there's really any statute of limitations on spoilers. If you've never seen, for example, let's talk old school for a minute. The Sixth Sense.
That
movie's been around for, what, 25 years?
Well, yeah.
And, or maybe even longer than that. But it's so iconic, and if it's the first time somebody's going to see it, you don't want to spoil that movie, right?
Okay, here's the question. Has anything ever been spoiled for you, Sam?
Probably.
Anything in pop culture?
Sure.
And you were probably mad.
Yeah.
Okay, remember that feeling as you contain your own feelings.
All right, you want to hear about John Wick?
No, I do not.
At the end of the movie...